This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
We are underway on Tech Talk on this Saturday. The snow has moved on, and hopefully you're getting cleaned up. And once again, the main roads are in good shape. Tip of the cap to the crews from MnDOT and the counties and the cities. They've done a nice job digging out. We are very resilient. And like I say, there's a little bit of blowing snow. The wind has picked up very light, fluffy snow. So once again, here we are. Good day to hang out around the computer and the radio and visit with Doug Swindhart. Doug, I hope you're doing well.
Oh, absolutely. Just got to stay out of that weather.
Yeah, you know, and like I say, once we got dug out, and I ran a couple errands, wasn't bad. I picked up a sandwich for lunch and this and that. Some of the businesses, they could put a shovel in the hand of the employees and clean up the walk a little bit better than they did, but I understand folks are busy. So here we are. By the way, if you're having trouble with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call or text. It is the WCCO Talk and Text line. And keep it handy, 651-461-9226. This is good for all our shows, starting with Vanita in the morning news, Adam and Jordana, the Chad Hartman Experience. You've got Drive Time with DeRush, and, of course, Henry Lake and all our great weekend programming. Once again, 651-461-9226. Is the phone number on the program. Once again, if you're having any problems with your computer. But Doug, I want to open and spend a little more time about browsers. And really, one thing we do know about the business is it is dominated by big companies. Google and their search engine, their browser has been dominant to the point where there's a little bit of a concern about that. There's Mozilla Firefox. You have Safari if you have a Mac. You have Edge if you have new Microsoft equipment. But there are a lot of other browsers. And it's getting to the point where I think it's important for people to look at alternatives, spread the wealth around another term that is used a lot. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. And I think you and I are on the same page on this.
No question. Multiple browsers on every system. I firmly believe that it's crucial. It really isn't even optional anymore. Yeah, certain websites will just display and render better with different browsers. That is just part of it. So, and then you've got the security issue. You know, browsers are being updated sometimes 3 and 4 times a day on my side. I'm just mind-boggled by how many we're getting, and it all revolves around security. And if you happen to have something that is just a little bit off, open up another browser, do a copy of the URL, the web address, and then paste it in the other browser and take a look at it. Chances are it's going to run just fine. It's bizarre how often I'm doing this lately. And consequently, Steve, too, I got a text message today on my iPhone that somebody had tapped into my Apple Cash and spent $143 at the Apple Store in California. Call this number. First thing I did was I looked at the email address, and it was a guy's name at Gmail. I knew it was phishing. Nonetheless, I gave Apple a call, said, I think we got a phishing thing going on. Oh, yeah, no problem. All taken care of. The guy checked my account quick. You're good to go. Nobody's been in your iCloud account. Nobody's been in your Apple Cash. But isn't that amazing? It's just nonstop.
Yeah, and I think this also gets back to something we've talked about, and people have experimented with VPNs, etc. I played around. I finally signed up based on your suggestion, getting a Proton account, and nice. I just went with the free account. I'm starting to play with a little bit. I'm thinking about how I'm going to use it, but I really like what I see, and I think it's important at this moment in time to not put all your eggs in one basket, be concerned about privacy, and be concerned about who you're dealing with online.
Oh, no question about it. At the same time, I was having this conversation with this support tech at Apple. I said, well, this is a Gmail account. You should have the ability to contact Gmail and say, who is this individual? Then contact the cyber division at the FBI and go pick him up. And I think that there's a lot more of that going on than what people realize, but they're just doing it in a quiet manner. They don't want the bad guys, the bad actors, to find out what they're doing, how they're going about it. But today, every network packet is recorded. I think we have the ability to clean this up. I really do. And I think that people are working hard to make that happen. I'd like to see a major improvement, even in the year 2025. If we focus, we can get it done.
Yeah, when it comes to browsers, over the years, we talked about the big players in Google Chrome. And then, mm-hmm. of course, if you get a Mac, it comes with Safari embedded. Microsoft equipment has Edge embedded. And then there's Mozilla, Firefox, another huge player. But there are other good ones out there that are worth trying and playing around with, and I think people will be pleased with the results. What are the ones you suggest that you have on your computer that people should at least try?
Well, for sure, we've got Firefox.
Yep.
One of my main browsers is the Brave browser. I can't say enough good things about Brave. It's not perfect, but it's about as close as I think you can get. I like Brave. I also use LibreWolf. LibreWolf, and this is built on a Mozilla engine. So I've got three browsers that are set up using a Chromium base for the actual build, and I've got two that are using a Gecko base, or in other words, Mozilla. And in addition to that, I also have Chromium. I don't run Chrome anymore. I use Chromium. That's the open source version of Chrome. Much, much cleaner, much faster. And I also downloaded and installed, and I use it quite frequently, a Tor browser, T-O-R. And that's about as private as you're ever going to get on the internet, is using a Tor browser. However, it's not effective for every website. For example, if I go to Netflix or if I go to Disney Home Plus for the streaming, Tor is really frowned upon by anybody that has to use what's called geolocation. So this can get really bizarre, especially if you've got a VPN in between. But nonetheless, I really like the Tor browser. There was a time it would slow down your access to the internet 60, 70%.
Oof.
That's done. It's running really fast lately, and I like that. So, yeah, check out Tor. And go ahead and read about privacy and what Tor is all about. And that actually started out as an Apple add-on, the Onion Network. And it's grown, and people contribute their computers, a little bit of their bandwidth, to make the entire network work globally, and it's really coming out well. I think there's high promise for that. That's what I do, and I would recommend absolute bare minimum of four browsers. If you want six, go ahead and get them. There's Vivaldi. There's just a plethora of good browsers out there.
Opera.
Opera, absolutely.
Been around a long time.
Yeah, and Vivaldi is the original programmers of opera. They actually split out onto their own, and so you got two more browsers that are really, really beautiful browsers. And get used to them, be comfortable, jump around between them, and pretty soon you'll start having different bookmarks and different browsers. I guarantee it.
Yeah, very good idea, and I think it was important to open the show on why you don't want all your eggs in one basket. By the way, if you want to reach us on the talk and text line, 651-461-9226 here on the program. 651-461-9226. If you call, you'll visit with Lindsay, our producer in studio. If you text, that'll come right into the studio, and we'll get it on the air as quick as we can. Let's go to the phones right now. We've got Jerry on the air. Jerry, hello.
Yeah, hi there. Yeah, hi, Doug. I have a question for you. I have internet right now, and I have 1 gigabit. It's probably much more than I need, so I'm going to be switching internet providers to get a much lower rate. I don't do gaming. I don't do photos, but I do stream music. So what do you think? I have an HP desktop computer, so what would you recommend for how much internet speed I would need?
Yeah, it really depends on the provider. DSL or fiber that comes from CenturyLink and soon to be coming from Quantum Internet, which they're going to be taking over that whole line. That, I think, is going to be a top-shelf provider. Your gigabit, I'm going to assume at this point, is coming from Xfinity, and if that's the same feed that I've got, I have never seen above 400 megabits per second down. That's less than half of what I'd like to think I'm paying for. And there's all kinds of possibilities why, but it's just a little bit different. Cable is not the same as your fiber optics or your DSL. If you get into fiber and you have a gigabit, you are going to notice a tremendous amount of speed, and it's probably going to cost less money. If you're really wanting to save, I would say on a DSL or a fiber line, if you've got a constant dual flow of 90 megabits per second up and down, it's going to fly. Yeah, I mean, it really is. If you got a cable with Xfinity, you need to buck up to about 400. But these speed ratings, they're really, it's a whole different technology. I wish that there was something that would make it easier for all of us to compare. But that's where I'm at. If I could get a 100 megabit per second with DSL or Quantum, I'd jump on it.
Yeah, and Doug, I'm glad you brought that up on the differences. And I think on the Xfinity network, they're providing down that same pipe cable television to a neighborhood and internet services. And it's simply the more people that are on, it's going to slow down. It's just the way it is. So people get home from work at 5 o'clock. They turn on their TV. They start watching movies or sports or whatever, and they're all on the internet at home. It is going to slow it down. I mean, that's just the way the network is set up. On the flip side, if you're going with fiber, for instance, and a dedicated fiber line, whoever the provider is, and there's a lot of players. In my neighborhood, it's Gateway. And we made the switch to Gateway from CenturyLink DSL. After all these years, we finally dropped it and moved to Gateway Fiber. And we didn't pay for top of the line. We paid for the next tier. And it's been really good. We've also been playing around with T-Mobile. And here is another option for Jerry on the phone. And that is, if it is available in your neighborhood, you can go online to T-Mobile's site. You punch in your address. And you can get a little appliance. Once again, it's about the size of a coffee pot. You plug it into the wall. You can hardwire into that, but it pulls in 5G cellular signals and creates a Wi-Fi network. You can set it right next to your computer and go Ethernet, but the speeds have been pretty good. It's been pretty reliable, and we've been playing around with that at the house as well. And that's been pretty good. And that might be more than enough for what Jerry's doing.
I have heard about T-Mobile and this 5G connection.
Yeah.
I've yet to hear a bad word. Not one.
Yeah.
I, you know, maybe I'm just getting the right people, but And some of the people I was unable to connect to remotely before, and with T-Mobile, I snapped right through. I think as far as a low-cost internet connection, that's a dream. I mean, it really is worth checking out. And if I'm not mistaken, I think you got like 30 days. You're not locked into a contract, I believe.
You can play around with it. It is month to month. We started out with the backup service, which was $25, and then I wanted to try out the full-blown, so I'm spending $60. And I'm otherwise not a T-Mobile customer. I have my phones through another provider. They didn't care. It was available in my neighborhood. So that is another option. But once again, Doug, you've talked about it. Even if he isn't a heavy user, if he's got it as part of a package with his cable TV and he's got his internet, he might be getting a pretty good deal already. And I think if you go back to him, they might cut you a deal.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, the big thing with companies today, it's not gaining new business, it's customer retention. You're absolutely correct with that. And the thing with cable is that's what's called a piggyback configuration. That cable is going from house to house to house to house, street to street, neighborhood to neighborhood, state to state, and we're all one great big huge network. Now with fiber or DSL, that's called a star network. We see these little green things sticking out of the ground all over the, and that's the, like a little hub, and that's probably feeding 5 houses, maybe 10, but generally no more. So the internet is connected right on the other side of that. You connect to the backbone. There's much less latency. That star configuration has been around a long time, and it's very effective. And you're right. With people coming home and adding, it's really difficult for Xfinity or Comcast to continuously regulate those power levels because they're continuously changing by the second. Maybe some people moved out, and there's a whole bunch of connections that are gone. Maybe there's a whole bunch that moved in a month later. And so this adjustment thing never, ever ends. And that's the one bad drawback from a cable. But with that said, we can complain about Xfinity all day long. However, Xfinity and Comcast has really done more to accelerate the speed of the internet than all the rest of them put together.
Oh.
What they've come up with for video compression and data compression and tunneling, absolutely out of this world. We got to commend them on that as well.
Yeah, and I have a lot of neighbors, and my mom and dad are Xfinity customers, and they are very pleased with the stability and how they use it and the availability of cable TV. There are a lot of good options, but for Jerry, back to that point, T-Mobile service might be one to take a look at for him. It is 3:22. Quick break. We'll come back. And right out of the break, if Greg can hang on. Greg, hang on. We'll get to you right out of the break. And our phone number here on Tech Talk, 651-461-9226. That is good for a call or a text here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Tech Talk here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. Doug Swinhart is aboard for the entire hour. And by the way, our number, 651-461-9226. That is a CCO Talk and text line. And let's get back to the phone lines right now. And we've got Greg. And Greg's been waiting. You're on the air with Doug.
Hello. Hello, guys. Hello, guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
I've got a Dell computer, desktop Windows. It originally had Windows 7 on it, and I've just kept, you know, upgrading it. It's got Windows 10 on it right now. And like about 6 months ago, that I started getting that result code hung error. You know, it just sits there and spins, and then the error comes out and it says either, you know, stop and reload the page or wait, you know, longer for it to load. And usually, you know, it doesn't. And I was using Microsoft Edge, and you know, I've got all the, you know, the antivirus and all that stuff, keep it up to date and everything with that. And then on the internet, I looked it up, you know, and went through all stuff that they say to do, you know, clear the cache, all that stuff. And then you go through everything. And then at the bottom, it says, you know, well, you could have a virus, you know, on the computer. So then I went on the internet and downloaded a couple of, you know, the free trial different virus software, and they didn't find anything on
We don't want to run multiple antiviruses, and you might have something running in the background. But at this point, you are a prime candidate to download, install, and run Prevazer, PRIVAZER.com. And that will clear your cache and take care of your temp files. The first time you run it, as it cleans your disk, it's going to take a while. But after that, it's pretty quick. And it Git Pervasor. Okay. And that's a open source package. You can donate to the project if you want to, if you like the software. But run it for a few days or weeks before you make that decision. It's a piece of gold.
Sure.
I think it'll clean your computer right up. And thank you so much for the call. Okay. I hope that helps.
All right, very good. Thanks so much for the call. Greg, good stuff. We're coming up on a weather break, and we're going to have to ask Bob to hang on through the break, but we will get to him right out of that break here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Now, if you want to join us on Tech Talk, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226 here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Well, the snow has moved on, and now we're going to get a bit of a chill. Could be a cold week, even by February standards. Decrease in clouds tonight. We already have plenty of sunshine around the metro area. Low tonight, 1 below. Tomorrow, sunny and 20, and the winds will stay light. Clear Sunday night, 1 below, and then on Monday, clouds thicken up a bit and 14. 9 below the low temp Monday night, high only 3 on Tuesday. 8 below Tuesday night, and by Wednesday, a high around 13. 10 on Thursday, 16 on Friday, and it looks like we could get more snow on Friday. Right now, 20 here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart in for the entire hour. Friendly reminder, all our shows are available in podcast form at the website WCCORadio.com. And we'd be thrilled if you downloaded a podcast or two and listened to them whenever it is convenient or pass the word on the podcast. We'd be forever grateful as well. Let's go to the phones, and waiting on the line is Greg. Greg, thanks for waiting through that weather break. Greg? Hello? All right, I guess Greg isn't there. We'll hope to get him back, but we have plenty of text to get to, Doug, and let's jump in there.
Okay.
Doug, what's that product for cleaning up one's computer, a Windows machine in particular? What's the way to go?
Oh, it's Pervasor, Pervazer.com. It is just wonderful. Can't say enough good things about that. This thing will dig in automatically and go places that most people who work with Windows have no idea that it even exists. It does a great job, and I've yet to see it perform any damage. Even with the new versions of Windows and updates coming, it just runs. They're working hard to make this the product that it is, and they deserve success. Pervazer.com. Every Windows user should have it, every one of them.
All right, let's go back to the phones. We already talked to Greg before the break. I think we're trying to visit with Bob. Bob, you're on the air with Doug.
Okay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Sure.
Do I just start talking?
Yep, fire away.
What can we do for you?
Okay. Doug, yeah, in 2019, we bought a iMac desktop computer.
Okay.
And it has one terabyte of storage, so it's a big one. And we're retired, so we don't need hardly anything, only for music and photos and stuff. Anyway, it was a lemon right from the start. It even after I established a password, it locked me out 3 different times, which Mac had to help me get in there. But anyways, self-downloading programs, it won't update by itself, and we've kind of figured out how to do that over the years. But now it's got Sonoma in it, and it wants to update for Sequoia, and it won't update. It stops halfway through.
Yeah.
What?
I bet it's end of life. Yeah, Apple puts a time limit on how long they'll support a machine. That's not unusual. Your machine is a beautiful machine. I think it's time for you to maybe take a look at Linux. You could put Linux on that computer. It would run absolutely wonderful and be real intuitive. Probably even a little bit easier than the Mac software you're used to, but it would take an adjustment. Not much, but you could do it. And Linux is open source, so you can download, install, and play, and leave your Mac system intact and just set it up so you're testing these, so you're booting off a USB or an external hard drive rather than your normal hard drive. And that way you don't damage anything while you're determining which distribution of Linux you should go with. I'd say probably either MX Linux or Linux Mint be the perfect, or Linux Lite. I have people that are Linux Lite users, just love it. And a little bit not so complex, just a nice, easy, intuitive system. And that's what you're looking for. And I hope that helps.
Yeah, thanks for the call. And I'm a little bit surprised. We've got to move on. Thanks for the call, Bob. A little bit surprised about the statement, it's a lemon. Typically,
yeah, me too.
when you deal with AppleCare on a machine, they're pretty responsive. And if they can't help you and can't fix it, now if it's an older machine, there's only so much. And I didn't catch that part, but it sounds like it was an older machine.
Oh, it'll still be running good. But yeah. I think what caused that sentiment, Steve, just between you and I, is when people have a problem getting into their computer with passwords, and Apple went through a transition of when they were putting everything together so it would sync between devices. He's not the only individual that had this issue. They've got that pretty well down pat, but having the credentials exact and understanding that they're even case sensitive. Yeah, computers are fussy when it comes to logging on credentials. You have to be letter perfect every time. And that's where I'd say, you know, Proton Password Manager might be able to help an individual out as well. So that, check that out. And again, it's open source.
Yeah, there are a lot of good options for older machines, Windows and Mac, and Linux is a good way. There's no reason to get, especially if 99% of what you use a computer for is to get on the internet, access a bank account or a credit card, or do a little online shopping, wherever you do that sort of thing. Linux machine is perfect for that.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are intimidated because, you know, Linux is, as a rule, is thought of as, well, that's strictly servers. It's a black screen with a bouncing cursor, and I got to do command by command. But Linux has, over the past 20 years, has evolved into a full-blown, beautiful, intuitive desktop. And they all have their own little pluses and minuses,
yeah, sure.
But it really works. He also could be looking at FIDEOS, FYDEOS, and that's Chromium, and it's meant to put on an older machine. I think they're going to have to start some kind of an annual fee. They're talking about $30 a year or something like that, but that would turn that into almost a perfect Chrome box or Chromium type machine. And that this is, they're gaining reputation leaps and bounds. That would be another thing to check out.
Yeah.
I like to see people hang on to their hardware. Let's take better care of Mother Earth.
Yeah, and by the way, Bob, if you're still listening, we're going to have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the show, and Doug might be willing to spend a little bit more time with you and walk you through the options on that machine on how to get that right. Once again, we'll have Doug's phone number at the end of the program. Now, if you want to reach us right now, on the talk and text line, 651-461-9226. And, Doug, we've got a ton of them, so let's get busy and get to as many as we can.
Okay.
From our text line, I have a lot of pictures on my iPhone. I'd like to move them from my iPhone to a hard drive. Is that an easy thing to do?
It really is. And Apple's got it set up, so probably the easiest way to do that is to first shoot them up to your iCloud account and then go to whatever computer you want, log into iCloud, and just download them.
Yeah.
And it seems like extra steps, but it's well worth it. I would also say you might want to hang on to that cloud storage or take a look at Proton Drive, something where you do have a minimum up one up in the cloud. I like to have two or three, and set it up so it's automatic and you're copying those, especially pictures. We can't replace those. I'd take good care of them. I would encourage you to get on that right away.
Yeah, and there are dedicated storage, but with an iPhone, in my experience, the iCloud account is worth its weight in gold, because if the device is destroyed, you drop it in the lake, or you run over it accidentally, or it's stolen, or whatever. The fact that it's backed up to an iCloud account, you can be up and running with your apps, your photos, whatever you stored in a moment, and you're absolutely right. Once you have it in the iCloud account, you can download those to an external hard drive through a laptop or a desktop very, very easily. So that's certainly the way to go. I'm not aware of something where you could plug something into your phone and move them over to an external hard drive. I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, Apple's gotten pretty tight with how phones are connecting to networks as well. Yeah. You can connect them to a Wi-Fi, but to create a share to a Windows machine or even a Mac, Apple, I disagree with this methodology, but you have a different operating system for every Apple device you own. The iWatch has a different OS. Your phones have a different operating system, your Mac, your MacBook Pro. And it can get confusing. It really can. And yes, they have done this in the guise of security, but I just think they might have gone too far. But that's my opinion.
All right, Doug, let's squeeze in one more before the break, and then we'll try to close out with a bunch of texts. OneDrive, I have... Let's go back to an earlier text. Mm-hmm. I don't want to use Microsoft's cloud backup, but I can't figure out how to shut up or shut off the prompts that keep telling me to back up my data to the Microsoft OneDrive cloud. I have other backup mechanisms. How do I shut this off in Windows 11?
Yeah, the first thing you got to do is you have to create a local account. Right. When you set up your Windows machine, this thing automatically created a Microsoft account and tied you together with the Microsoft Drive OneDrive server. And now you're kind of locked into that. You can't just shut it off at this point. You first have to create a local administrator account, then log out of your current account, log into the administrator account, then you can shut off OneDrive and start to use whatever cloud service you want to do. It's pretty simple once you got those steps down. And again, yeah, if you want to give me a call next week, I'd be more than happy to give you a hand with that.
All right. By the way, Doug's phone number and email at the end of the show. We'll come right back, and many more to go on our talk and text line here on Tech Talk, here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart is joining us, and we're on the air Saturdays between 3 and 4, sports schedules permitting. By the way, Twins spring training coming up. Pitchers and catchers this week, spring training games begin. Hard to believe, but it's that time of year again. All right, Doug, let's jump right back to the text line, get to a few before we say goodbye. It's really a good one. Can you talk about authenticator apps and how they work? One of my online accounts recommends it. I can't say enough. I have to use one at this job and my full-time job to access my email and all my work stuff. Authenticator apps are really becoming a big deal.
Yeah, I think they're overrated. I've played with several of them. And yeah, they're not expensive, and many, many, many people will swear by them. But I'm of the mind, unless you have to do this to connect to your work, I wouldn't bother. Say, for example, like even PayPal, Social Security website, which now has their separate logins, Medicare, they will do that second confirmation automatically, whether you have an authenticator or not. And so you're not really saving any time. I had some difficulty trying to figure out how to get these keys put together and keep them current, and they're going to add a little extra work. Are they effective? Here again, we are at the mercy of the company that you're working with. Somebody somewhere has access to all that personal data. I'm just not a fan of that. They claim that, oh, yeah, we don't have, well, they do. They really do. And I don't know. I'm kind of the mind that, you know, VPNs are a good thing, too, if they're put together and configured properly. Not what they're cracked up to be. So I'm hesitant to give 100% approval.
Yeah, and I understand it for an employer to make sure that there's gatekeeping and you have that authentication and you know to be able to access work things. Now, sure. I will say dual authentication, a little bit different thing. If you're logging into a website, say my bank website, they're going to send me a text with a 6-digit code to make sure it's me, and I put that in. I really like the dual authentication. I use it every time I'm able to.
Well, you know, most of anything that's financial today, they'll take care of that for you on their end.
Yep.
So it's a the authenticator keys, when they first came out, wonderful products. But here again, we got to actually know who we're doing business with. Yes, most of them have a good reputation. But let's face it, it only takes one disgruntled employee. Just one. So it's touchy. In my mind, it's touchy.
Doug, we're just about out of time. Someone asked, and we'll both do a little research, about Amazon photo storage. And once again, they're asking, apparently Amazon offers free online photo storage to Prime members. I happen to be a Prime member, so I'm going to play around with that, and maybe you can too, and we'll visit about it next week on the program. We don't have time to be fair with it, but what we do need is to get your phone number and email out there if people want to reach you during the week.
Oh, thank you so much. 651-552-9543, and of course, admin, at WCCOTech.com, WCCOTech.com, 651-552-9543. And thank you so much, Steve, and have a good weekend and stay dry.
And once again, next week on the show, we'll talk about Amazon Prime free photo storage on the program and much, much more. Once again, we have all the news, all the weather coming up at 4 o'clock. We'll go outdoors with Steve Carney here on the CCO.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.